Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Happy Father's Day edition and No Kings edition of Animal World, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the KKNW 1150.com website and click listen upper left and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And if you haven't done it before, you got to go there. You got to see this video of these blackbirds faking that they're injured, because a bird had to fly into the window or something and be injured. And these birds saw a human come out and care for the bird and feed the injured bird. And so now they're all acting like they're dead and they're injured. And it is just hysterical to see the intelligence and the acting ability of these birds. It's unbelievable. So if you really want to be impressed and delighted for the day, you know, delight in our bird friends. So it's Martha Norwalk.
The animals are really engaging with us a lot. I don't know how many. And yeah. Like I went to the bathroom and here's a fly sitting on the window waiting, asking me to let it outside. You know, like I said, people think I'm weird.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to interrupt here, because when Natasha's talking about the fly, reminds me of my favorite book on communicating with animals. Okay. And especially if you have kids. Ooh, is this a good one? It is called Kinship with All Life by J. Allen Boone. Kinship with All Life, J. Allen Boone. You can still find it if you look. You're definitely in libraries, and there's a number of you know, hardbacks and paperbacks and all of that. It is so good. And it is the author's story, Natasha, of how he learned to communicate interspecies telepathic communication with animals. And the book starts out, it's the story of the first movie German Shepherd, Strongheart. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's the guy learned to communicate with that. But then as you go through the book, he's talking all kinds of things and ants and stuff and how he deals. But one of the biggest stars of the book, where he ends up, he's talking to a fly. It might have been Freddy the Fly or whoever it was. But anyway, amazing conversations. But it is absolutely my absolute favorite on interspecies telepathic empathetic communication. It's called Kinship with All Life by J. Allen Boone. You absolutely love it. And it's great for kids. And, you know, the younger children are, the more in tune with all this stuff they are. You come in totally open on all these levels, but we don't support the other levels of communication and so forth and tend to suppress them. You know, a little kid walks in and says, "Mom, the dog says he's thirsty." "Oh, dogs can't talk. Go play." You know, and we don't honor what's going on.
They have those buttons that animals have been pushing.
Oh, the teaching dogs to talk with the buttons and stuff. Yeah, some of them get pretty good at that.
Exactly. But I was doing a session one time outside and I was talking about how I'm connected with the fly, and here comes a fly and lands on my finger. You know, so it's like, but he was telling me that, the reason why there's not so many insects right now is because that there's so much going on in the air that we're not able to, that when things land on the leaves and stuff like that, they're not able to produce. They're not able to evolve the way that they're meant to because of a lot of the stuff that's on the leaves right now. So
maybe everybody's busy with Father's Day today. But if you want to, you know, call and talk to me or Natasha, local phone number 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free 888-298-5569. But apparently, it's story time, because I'm getting all kinds. So I'm telling you, story time, Natasha, because this has to do with insects, well, sort of, and what we're talking about. Okay, so we're going to go back. I can't believe this, probably 14 years ago when I bought this house. And when after I found this house and we're getting ready to move in, the day of the inspection, you know, the house is empty, mm-hmm. the inspector's out. And so me and my real estate agent, Her name's Marie, because one of my best friends from high school was my real estate agent. And so she and I were there for, and the owner of the house that I was buying it from, he was there. Okay, so the house was empty, and everything was opened up, garage doors, front doors open, back door open, and the house was open. And we were wandering around. He was giving us a tour of the house and the yard and filling us in on details and stuff. So it's me and Marie, my friend, and the owner of the house. And so we went back, and, you know, I've talked to you about my backyard, and I've got it's an acre of property, and then all surrounded, the edges of the property all around are forest, you know, 150-foot trees, and the house is in the middle of the property. And the back of my house is a terrace, it's a fountain that has a little pond and then a waterfall coming out of the pond there. So anyway, so we wander back and he's showing us the backyard, and we go back out to walk up on the terrace and go to the fountain. And I look in the fountain and there's a, you know, the teeny little white moths, mm-hmm. you know, that maybe, you know, 3/4 of an inch in diameter when their wings are spread, but the little small white moths. Well, there was one floating in the water that had just fallen into the water. And so I said, just excuse me a minute. And I scooped the little moth out of the water. I brought it in my hands and I blew on it to help it dry out a little bit. And I did a little Reiki and some light work. And blessed the little moth. And then I set it. There was a tree, a maple tree coming down over the, there was, anyway, I put it on the leaf, this tree, you know, to dry out. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we went on our tour of the backyard and all of that. And then we ended up back, came in the back door. We're in the big open garage, you know, the front door's open, back door's open. We're standing in the middle of the empty garage. And the three of us are kind of in a circle talking to each other. Me, my agent, Marie, and the owner of the house. And then all of a sudden, this white moth comes flying in the back door of the garage, flies all around us, a couple of circles all around us, flies into the center of us, and lands smack on top of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh. And I just, you know, tuned into the moth, and I just said, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Marie, you know, jaws on the floor. The guy who lives there doesn't have a clue. You know, the guy I bought it from. And Marie goes, oh, my God, Martha, does that have anything? Is that the moth that you saved out mm-hmm. at the fountain? And I said, well, I don't know, but it's certainly, it that's what this is all about, because it's thanking me. But I mean, how cool was that? I mean, you don't get more blatant and message than that. I mean, this little moth came flying in the garage, circled us, flew right, landed on my heart, said thank you.
Hmm.
Ah, so, you know, pay attention, folks. You can get a lot of messages. And so Natasha's talking to flies these days.
Now you know. A very long time. But I was actually on Friday, I walked out and flying overhead, literally, I mean, there was actually the shadows uh-huh. of an eagle being Ooh. Chased by 4 crows.
Ah.
But it was interesting how they flew right over my head. And it was like, wow. So eagle's the message of the bigger vision. Get the bigger vision, right? Be willing to fly at heights that you haven't flown before. You know, use your vision to see where you want to go, right? And that kind of thing. And the crow is about the dark magic. It's about finding your smarts, doing, you know, negotiating your smarts. Be willing to persevere through a lot of things. Be willing to land and be grounded, because they're one of the few birds that actually, of the predatorial type of bird, that will actually land, right? And they both, like an eagle will steal from the nest of crows, and crows will steal from the nest of eagles. So it's like, who's doing this? So it's like, be careful of who's trying to sabotage you of your greater vision, and who am I need to be careful of sabotaging their greater vision,
Yeah, and don't be fooled. You see those eagles up there, and the crows then bug the you know what out of them to get them to go away
To
from their
leave,
territory.
yeah,
But
no.
just know that if that eagle wanted to, could take out those crows in a second.
Exactly.
But they treat them like mosquitoes. It's like no big, you
And
know.
that's
That
what
just
that energy
and they just,
was like,
oh, well,
just
I don't care.
so
But if
there's.
something happens that really that's important to the eagle, they'll take them out. And I can tell you a story about that. I think that we are being preempted by a phone call.
Yeah,
So,
so but there but that's the thing is that you paying attention to the message of the animal, but pay attention to what's happening at the time that the animal is connecting with you. Like one time I was driving down the road and all of a sudden the squirrel was trying to run, go across the street and here comes a school bus and I never seen a
oh
squirrel
wow.
go at and then
Screaming,
shoot
right?
across. It was so funny to watch a squirrel's life pass between it before its eyes. It was just like I couldn't stop. I could still laugh, and that was about
I
three
mean,
months
I
ago.
see that when I'm driving down the highway and there's a deer or a rabbit or something running towards the road, and my car gets close enough that they hear my deer whistles on the front of my car. And man, they stop in a second and they do just yikes and turn around and run the opposite direction. If you drive through deer country, just got a call from someone yesterday evening that found there was a baby deer that had been hit by a car the side of the road. But if you got deer whistles, I get mine at O'Reilly's. They're cheap, under $10. You get two deer whistles. You put them on the front of your car. They come in a chrome color, a black color. Mine are black because they're on my black bumper. But boy, do they work! All righty, David, you get to make a decision here. I always let Nathan make this decision. We're close to being time to do advertisers, but we have Stephanie on the line. We need to talk to her about her cat. What is your pleasure? Do you want us to run ads first, or shall we take the phone call?
I think we can, if Stephanie can hold on through the break, and then we can get more time to her after the break.
That sounds good. All right, we're going to take David's direction. We're going to take care of our advertisers. And then, Stephanie, hold on, because we're coming back and we're going to talk to Stephanie about her cat. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, June 15 at 1 p.m. Pacific, with the panel Archetypal Symbols for the Cancer New Moon, involving the emotional basis about being home, what it means, our family of origin and or chosen family circle, intentional choices nurture us and those we lovingly protect, supporting a readjusting karma process. Come journey with us, Talk Cosmos Sunday, June 15, 1 p.m. KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and you can check them out at anandawashington.org. Find out about all the great events and coming up and classes at the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell, or East West Bookshop in Edmonds, the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, anandawashington.org. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our neuroenergetic balancer, works mostly on animals, but some people, and he always does a free, no obligation telephone evaluations, just like I do. You can go through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and click on the contact link. Or, and for any of you that work with Dr. Nels, he's got a new phone number since he's over in Idaho now. So his new phone number, if you prefer to call him rather than getting online, his number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. All righty then. Natasha Venter is here, and we are going to head to Redmond. And Stephanie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Martha and Natasha.
Hello there.
So I'm calling about my cat, Henry. He's seven, and he has...
What kind of a cat? What color or breed?
He's a ragdoll.
Ah, okay.
So he had some blood work done recently, and his creatinine level is slightly elevated, which could be an indicator, is my understanding, of kidney disease or going in that direction. So I am wanting to get some advice on that. What can I do?
Well, let's find out first, what did your vet have to say?
It's on the radar, and that's where he went with it too, was it could be going in the direction of kidney disease. His bun is that level in the reading was fine. It's in the normal range.
Okay. So it's just a little bit of caution. The indicators. And he's seven. Now, while Natasha's tuning in to Henry and Ragdoll, let me talk to you a little bit, because sometimes then Natasha can expand on this stuff. The first thing I'm going to tell you, it's Aunt Martha getting up on her box again. Mm-hmm. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. And thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So the most important thing, Stephanie, is for you not to worry about this. And God, Henry's creatinine's up. What if he gets kidney disease? What if he doesn't live as long as what if I have to yada, yada, yada? Anyway, you're very powerful with your mind. So that's what you do not want to do. Okay? You want to use your mind to imagine him being healthy and happy and living forever, and thinking of him and an affirmation of that Henry's kidneys and bladder and urinary tract system are healthy and thriving, and you want to get positive stuff going. But then on a practical, logical level, You know, the big thing is to know it's really important for cats to stay hydrated, and they aren't always great water drinkers.
That's what I was getting to. There's something about the water.
See, that's why I'm talking so that you can either confirm or deny what I'm saying, Natasha, and then add to it. But you want to make sure that he's got good flowing water. Some cats, no matter what you do, they don't want to drink out of a container. They want you to turn on the sink or the bathtub and drink out of there. But whatever, you want him to drink lots of water. And it really is no longer recommended that cats eat dry food. It's recommended they eat wet food, canned food, raw food, home-cooked food or something with more moisture in it, because apparently our, you know, wildcat ancestors got most of their moisture from the prey that they eat and are not necessarily big water drinkers. So, Stephanie, what are you feeding Henry these days?
So, for the most part right now, I'm feeding him Darwin's raw food, which is what he's eaten for a while. But he also had access to dry food, which was Estella and Chewy's dry food, because I have another rag doll that it's hard to get him to eat much of anything but dry food.
Gotcha. Yeah, that can be the way they can be. But now, does Henry's eating Darwin's raw food? That's great. So that's got lots of moisture in it.
And he was eating some of the dry food too, but I've stopped that.
Stella and Chewy's, that's a good brand. Good quality stuff. Now, Natasha. So that's, you know, that the practical, logical stuff. Let's not worry about it. Get positive affirmations going. Let's make sure he's drinking. Is Henry a good water drinker?
I don't really notice him drinking much water. I have one.
Yeah, I'm getting that he's got some dehydration. So even if you like his canned food, even if you put just a little bit more water,
Darwin's is a raw frozen.
Yeah,
raw
or something, but mix a little bit of you know, even bone broth or something in
some
it.
Some liquid in it.
Liquid in it so that he's getting a little bit more liquid. But I'm also getting how are you doing? You keep floating through this. There's something that's here for you. So I looked up.
Okay, so then I'm just going to interject.
Just a second, Martha, please. That you know, understanding that a lot of times our animals go through something with negotiation. So I looked up what kidney represents in one of my health book. In one of my books, it's Ina Siegel's Talking with the Body. Oh. And she says kidneys can represent living with guilt, regret, resentment, blame, ancient sadness, holding on to destructive beliefs, memories of the past, suffering with limited short-term memory because all attention is stuck in the past. Exhaustion, depression, numbness, paralyzing fear, focusing on the negative aspects of life, unable to trust, difficulty dealing with challenging situations, crumbling under pressure, giving up. So that's kind of the overall feel of what kidneys represent. Did any of that align with what's happening in your house energy, I'm going to call it, because I don't want to say it's you or anybody, but the house energy.
I can't speak for anybody else in the household, but I can relate to a few of those things listed.
Yeah, because what I was just going to interject is to support Natasha is that another thing I teach is what I call the human to animal transference. And it can be very strong with human and cat. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that our domestic animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our characteristics, and our suppressed emotional negative, you know, energy, and what's going on physically. So, you know, what Natasha's, you're saying that in this situation, what's going on with Henry is directly related to Stephanie.
Well, it's his stuff, too. I'm not denying that.
Yeah,
it's his stuff,
no.
too. He has something that he's
But sometimes
processing.
What's going on with the human isn't all that related with the animal, but sometimes it's very related.
And,
sometimes
and
it's the whole ball game.
Some of this, and we've gone through a lot in our lives in this last three, especially the last 3 years. It's been very, since COVID, it's been very much unearthing who we truly are meant to be. And it's not been graceful, and it's not been easy for a lot of people. I'm using the word not because it's very much, I'm witnessing it. It has not been. And so we're, and like I talked about at the beginning of this story, that even me, I've had these like patterns that are coming back around that are like 15 years old, and I'm going, what is this? And that's that stuck energy sometimes that we get stuck in. And these are the quit, and what I'm maybe witnessing for maybe something, because you said, I'm going to speak of you, because you could, like you said, you can only speak of you, that it's to be careful of what we are whispering to ourselves as we're going to sleep and waking up. That is sometimes where we're a lot of those stuck, the suffering of limited thoughts, you know, that's where sometimes a lot of those slip in unconsciously because we're in kind of between worlds. And so like I've trained myself to wake up thinking positive things. I'm an abundant, I'm alive, I'm grateful for this. I'm, you know, and I'm going to sleep that way because it is about what are where we at in our restful moments. And so, you know, it is, and the mantra that's coming to me for you is that whenever you have those more negative, stuck, kind of unpositive, the knots, if you can maybe use the mantra, I'm asking for divine healing on this, I'm asking for healing on this. And sometimes that disrupts the subconscious, disrupts the mindset of sabotage, because there is so much negative energy. And a lot of us that are empaths, which you are, a lot of us empaths are like picking up on so much palatable energy out there. And I've witnessed many times in my life, and other people have said this, that when they use the word, the mantra, I'm asking for divine healing on this, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. I trust, I trust, I trust. I love that, you know, the ones that you bring in, Martha, that when we can hold on to ourselves like that can really help. And pray for that for your cat too, that we're asking for divine healing on this, because that can help with some of the old patterns that he has been witnessing and he's processing through for the family. Because kidneys are about flushing it out, right? It's that flushing out of the old story. It's that, so like if I'm having a headache, what am I going to do? I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to take a little bit of salt. I'm going to flush out my kidneys, right?
All right, now I'm going to chime in again because I've got something else to add here. But, you know, Natasha, you brought up you were reading what the person that you like has to say, what kidneys relate to. For me, I really like Louise Hay and her Heal Your Body and a little book called Heal Your Body, and then she's taken physical things and then the what's going on that can affect that, and then affirmations to begin the
Yeah, and
healing
that's what she
thing.
does
So
too.
Natasha read all of that from her person. This from Louise Hay, Stephanie, what she says about
Yeah, I'm familiar with
kidney
Louise Hay.
problem. Yeah. Okay, she says criticism, disappointment, failure, shame, reacting like a little kid. Okay, and then her affirmation is interesting because of what Natasha was saying to affirm, and how she, you know, how Natasha says, what do you say? I ask for divine healing on this. Okay, so that's what how Natasha. Now, what I do, which is very similar, when anything that goes on in my life, the first thing that I do, if I don't know immediately how to do it, fix it, deal with it, whatever, I turn it over to Divine Mother. And I said, I'm giving it to you. I don't know. It's you're in charge now, and I'll pay attention. Just guide me. And then I pay attention. So listen to the affirmation that helps. So what Louise's affirmation says, divine right action is always taking place in my life. Good only comes from each experience. It is safe to grow up. But that divine right action is always taking place in my life. So that's very similar, see, of all of this. So it sounds like Stephanie might want to work on positive thinking with you. We want to get more moisture, more liquid into Henry. So if you don't see him, you know, your kitty's drinking, do you, I know that getting a running fountain for my cats helped a lot. And
Yeah,
they do
I
drink.
actually have one of those.
Do you? Have you ever seen Henry use it?
You know, I don't really notice him using it. I notice my other, I have two other cats. I notice them using it. But yeah, I really don't notice him using it.
Yeah, if there's a way that you can bring in some liquid, I'm seeing more liquid in his food. So if you can maybe bring in a little bit of liquid into his food, that might be a place that he might be more.
And you mentioned bone broth, Natasha.
Yeah,
if you're in Redmond, Stephanie, you could go to Natural Pet Pantry in the Bridal Trails Shopping Center.
Yeah.
And they got all the good natural stuff. You know, and they have raw and frozen cooked, you know, diets, but they've got the bone broth and all of that. So what about maybe putting a, you know, I think cats can be so picky about food and consistency can be a problem.
And so sometimes,
but maybe if you added a little bone broth, maybe that would be tasty enough that, that Henry would like it or get interested in it, or maybe he'd like to drink some bone broth.
And are you indicating to mix it in with some food or to give it?
Well, that's
to
what Natasha was saying, is putting his food. But what do you get? Do you think if she mixed some bone broth in, do you think he would still eat his food, Natasha?
You know, that's going to be one of those things that his taste buds are his taste buds. But that's what I'm getting the calling to, is to put some more liquid in his food scenario. Now, that might be that you maybe give him some bone broth or something on the side, too. Whatever his pleasure is, you know, he's him, right? He's him, and he's going to do what he wants to do. So whatever suits his mood in the moment is what probably would work.
Okay, and so he also eats some canned seafood, like Waruva brand. Likes the seafood.
Don't some of those Waruva, I can't ever say that word, Waruvas, whatever, don't they have a lot of liquid in their food?
Yeah, they do.
It's bigger. See, so that might be really good if he likes that. You know, see, because I think it has the chunky stuff in it, but there's a lot of liquid in it. So that might be a really good choice.
Rescue Remedy. Do you have Rescue Remedy?
Rather than something specific for cats and for, let me, you do have some Rescue Remedy? Then tell her how you want her to use it.
I think this one is not for animals, but it, we did use it recently. Just rub it, put a drop on your hand and then rub your hands together and then rub it on their coat.
Yeah, and then do it back by his kidneys.
Okay.
Yeah, and less is more, but yet there's something about the Rescue Remedy popped in, so I just wanted to honor that message that I got.
Okay, and then what I got when she got Rescue Remedy, because that often comes through, is JacksonGalaxy.com. He's our My Cat from Hell guy, and he sells stuff. His flower essences are phenomenal, and they work really well. If you go to JacksonGalaxy.com, I'm looking down here. He does have a urinary support. Urinary, so there's 49 reviews, so you could read about that. But he's got, I'm seeing if there's anything else that jumps out at me. But the urinary support, you could look at the rest of the remedies, but I think that's what... Now, Natasha, can you look at the energy of Rescue Remedy compared to the urinary support flower essence from Jackson Galaxy?
Use that feels
both
better.
Or either
that feels
or.
Better.
Which one?
The
urinary support?
No, yeah, the urinary
or the
support.
Rescue Remedy. Which feels better to you?
The Jackson Galaxy one feels better. Anything is going to be supportive, though.
Sure.
Anything's going to be supportive, my dear. And then work on you too. Work on your and how your kidneys are flushing. Are you getting
How about Rescue
liquid?
Remedy for Stephanie?
That would work.
And
too.
Urinary support for Henry.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
But there's that energy. So as you're taking care of him, remember, take care of you. Make sure that you're eating well and then alleviating yourself.
And then,
well,
Stephanie, I want you mark your calendar for the second Sunday of June or of July, because you need to call in the second Sunday so that Dr. Nels can do a balancing on Henry And then Linda can do a balancing on you.
Okay, great.
So that will be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
And we are right up against the clock, and we're in the last hour. So, Stephanie, thanks for calling Animal World, and you have a great rest of your Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
All that information.
Uh-huh.
Thank
okay.
you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Sue,
bye.
I want you to hold on in Bothell because we're going to take care of advertisers. We'll come back and take our call from Sue, and then we've got to do some current events quickly. And I've got questions I got to ask Natasha about the birds. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Phone calls next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Remember to check out our NuPro supplements, nuprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. If you can't find them in the store, you can get them on Amazon. And if all goes well next week with what we're supposed to be doing, we should be getting another visit with Janice from NuPro. So more education on diet, nutrition, and all the great supplements. Also, remember Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Jude can help you with all kinds of stuff. That'd be another good thing I should have told Stephanie about, a good sound healing and clearing with Jude at Whispering Dragon Center could be very helpful. Anyway, check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And remember me, if you know anybody's got problems with their dogs and they want them solved quickly, effectively and learn and everything they need to know to be successful with their dog friends. And then I'm the one to work for, with them. And I always do free telephone evaluations. So write down my number and please pass it out to anybody who needs help with dogs. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. Now we're going to, you know, speed up a little bit here because we only have 15 minutes left and we got some other things to cover, but we are... got a very interesting question for you, Natasha. From
and the
Sue.
Answer is yes.
Sue. Oh, yes. Anyway, Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Natasha and me, and she's already answered the question. Hey, Sue.
Hi. So I have critters in the ceiling.
Yes.
So, yeah, Sue was wondering, I think she told David here that because of the way your cats are behaving, you're wondering if there are critters in the ceiling. Well, Natasha didn't even need to talk to you. She's saying yes. So tell us what's going on. What are your cats doing, Sue?
Well, like they'll get on top of the china cabinet and paw at the ceiling and kind of sniff at it.
Ooh, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So what are they sensing up there? Are they rats or mice or bats or squirrels or what has she got going up there? Can you tell?
It's either squirrel or rat.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, there's something. I don't get it's raccoon. It's not big, so it's that squirrel rat. And I even checked in with the bees. Is there bees in there? There might be a wasp hive in there a little bit, but it's more. There might be squirrel or rat.
Do you have squirrels around your house, Sue?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So it could be either or.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if Sue went out and just observed and looked around the roof line and stuff and hung out, might she be able to see squirrels or something? Is there any way she might be able to pick up anything more, or does she just need to call somebody to deal with this?
Well, it'd be safer if somebody else dealt with it. but I'm getting that actually a ladder would give a different view. Because it's the tree line.
Somebody got up
there's
on
something
a
about
and took
the tree line that I'm seeing that it's like, and there's just, you know, it only takes a little hole, bitty hole.
Well, rats can squeeze through, like a big old rat can like go through the size of a quarter hole or,
exactly.
It's amazing what they can do.
Yeah, it's more feeling more squirrel than it is rat, but I was looking at something small, but not small like mouse, but, you know.
Could be chipmunk.
Nah,
and then there's Douglas squirrels, which are the smaller brown squirrels, and then there's the big gray squirrels.
No, it feels more gray, more grayer.
More gray squirrelish.
Yeah, that's the energy because sometimes the rats are more the grayer color too. So there's something about that grayer color.
All right, Sue. So the answer is yes. There's somebody up there.
Okay, and then I had a quick question. Does anybody have a message for me?
Oh, anybody on the other side? Anybody tapping on the door, Natasha, for Sue? Natasha's got a look on her face, Sue.
You are so definitely loved and appreciated and so amazing. And I hope you feel the hug that you're getting right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Because you are getting a hug right now.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
He loves
so much.
My dear. He loves you.
So it sounds like it's nothing but love coming from the other side, Sue, and big hugs.
Okay.
He loves
thanks.
You.
All righty. Mm-hmm. You have a great and blessed rest of your Sunday. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye,
you guys
Sue.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Isn't that amazing? Yep. Certainly sounded like I think when she described what the cats were doing, I said, you better call in and let's ask Natasha. But always a good thing. So if you've got noises in your house or your animals are behaving strangely, you'll have to wait till next month. Because let's see, we better get busy with some current events. All righty, let's see. We are... Let's see. A lot of the events. We've still got summer camps going on. It's starting in Seattle Humane in July and August, but you got to call them, see if there's still any room. Sometimes those things sell out. You know, the annual Meow Fine Wines and Felines event, the dinner and live auction on Saturday, the 21st of June, that's sold out. But the online auction has just begun, and it goes through June 22nd. So meowcatrescue.org, you can participate in the online auction. And then Marilyn sent us all the low-cost and free spay and neuter services available around. They are now on the current events listing on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events. We've got Feral Cat Spay and Feral Cat Project and South County Spay and Neuter Clinic. There's the NOAA Center. There's Posado Safe Haven, Seattle Humane, Northwest Spay and Neuter. And then some other help through Everett Animal Shelter, Tacoma Pierce County Humane, and Seattle Area Feline Rescue. So you can get all of that off of Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on current events. That's about it. Nothing else new on the current events page. So I guess the big thing going right now would be the online auction with Meow Cat Rescue. So meowcatrescue.org would, I think, get you the information you need for that. All righty. Before we run out of time, Natasha, I got to check on some bird stuff. I got a couple of things. One, the bird behavior is getting more normal than it has been. But I think I've actually got three things, because I think, you know, the hummers, the Rufus came in early. They already had babies and came back, you know, went away, had babies, come back. And the Annas, well, now it's really strange, because I told you last month, I think, I wonder if they're going to have a second batch this year. Well, now I think now that I might have front yard hummers and backyard hummers. Because my front feeders, nobody's coming. I'm not seeing any. My backyard feeders, I'm seeing a few during the day. But I'm thinking that part of my hummingbird group here is off making a second batch. Does that feel accurate to you?
There's something away. There's something away that they're doing, yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, the second thing, and this is big, the juncos. You know, the Oregon juncos, they're little sparrow-sized birds. Grayheads or blackheads, brown. They're very sweet, and they've built nests here most years. And they came in and actually built nests in my fuchsia baskets under the eaves of my house. But I haven't been able to have fuchsias here for a while, so I didn't have baskets up. Well, a pair came in and they started building a nest right in my outside my back door in front of the terrace. There's a ledge to the terrace, and then brick pillars in front of the terrace. At the base of one of those brick pillars, under the sorrel, and in the corner behind, kind of behind and next to that base, they start building a nest. And I'm saying, no, that's not safe for you to have a nest on the ground, for crying out loud. And so I tried talking to him. I put up a basket under the eaves just in case I could get him to go to the basket. And there was no business. We were already done. I mean, it takes them less than a day. They build a nest.
Yeah.
So built a beautiful little nest. And then, boom, the gray-headed one is the mommy and got in and laid 4 eggs over a few days, and then got real used to me. And I'd check on her a couple times a day. You know, I'd go out and pretend I'm checking on flowers, but then I could look and see her in the nest. And as long as I didn't get too close or you know, bother her, she'd stay and was fine. So she was fine, was sitting on those eggs for a week or so, but it takes a couple or 3 weeks to hatch the eggs. And it was last weekend. On Saturday, I checked on in the morning before, and then the evening, and everything was fine. Got up early to do the show last Sunday, and I was going to go out and check, and something said, no, you'll have plenty of time, check after the show. I'm glad I didn't, because when I went out after the show, they were fine Saturday evening. Sunday morning, everything's gone. I mean, the nest is there. No eggs, no birds, no evidence of
anything. Something got them.
Yeah, somebody got them. So I'm wondering, rat, mouse, squirrel. I mean, I haven't seen it. Something during the night. Somebody, what came and got the eggs?
Raccoon?
Yeah, I don't really have raccoons. Not in my property.
Okay.
I'm not just saying that's not possible, but that would be unlikely.
It's not like squirrel.
I have a rabbit, but rabbits don't eat burnt eggs, I don't think.
No, rabbits wouldn't do that. Is it rat?
And I don't see rats, but, you know, I know I have mice and shrew and stuff because cats catch them. Well, anyway, I guess, don't know. And
yeah, no, I'm not tapping into it, but something got it. It could have been even another bird.
Did they just get the eggs and the mom's okay?
Yeah, they just...
Because I haven't seen my... And fine, then I didn't see any juncos all week. Yesterday, the black-headed junco was back. So I don't know. But anyway, I was kind of... It's sad.
I know.
Now, the other thing I have fly catchers, and I had Pacific slope fly catchers, which I had no idea what they were until they came in and built a nest 2 years ago under my eaves. We raised that batch. Last year they came back and were right next to my meter on the same side of the house, had babies. We raised that batch. This year they're back. Well, I've realized now I don't just have Pacific slope flycatchers. I have three species of flycatchers.
Wow.
And so now, but I've left the old nests up, but nobody came back and used them again. They built a new one on the electrical box above my garage door under the eaves. And then that mommy is sitting on eggs now, but she's a willow flycatcher, not a Pacific slope. Anyway, my long question to you is, can I take the old nests down? Because I don't think they're ever going to use them again because they haven't reused them.
No, yeah.
And I think it would be better to remove them to give them the locations to build new ones next year. Is that right? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, then I guess we are good. Thank you so much. You answered all my questions, and we're getting close to the end of the show. But now let me tell you, next week we have an extra Sunday this month. So I'll be here next week. And we're going to catch up with Beth and Merritt Clifton from animals24-7.org. Remember, we left you 2 weeks ago with Merritt having to rush Beth to the emergency room. And so they couldn't do the show with us on the first Sunday. So we didn't get to talk to them. I told you that Beth was home after a week and recovering and all of that. I didn't know what they finally diagnosed her with because it was really bad and it was really dangerous and it was really scary. She had leptospirosis. Yikes, that's what we vaccinate dogs for, and that's a vaccine that we're not doing all the time anymore, and all of that has to do with rats and all that. So anyway, we're going to catch up with them next week. You want to be here, because how the heck did she get leptospirosis? And it, you know, it almost killed her. So we all need to know about that. So we'll be talking about that, and hopefully a visit from Janice from Nupro Supplements as well. So be here next week, and Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day. Wish your husband happy Father's Day for us.
I will.
And hope he had a great golf game and all of that. David, happy Father's Day. And thanks for hanging in there and fixing our technical problems. Yay. You get extra applause. You really earned your money today, buddy. Thank you. And happy Bigfooting to Nathan and go Mariners and all that good stuff. So I guess we are done. And so as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you again next week, and go Mariners and no Kings ever. God bless. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.